Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
They win the final game 5-2 to remain the baseball champions of the world. The Yankees, with this 9-0 crusher, have won their 17th World Series.
The Yankees again are world champions.
The Yankees win their 21st World Series.
The Yankees are champions of baseball.
Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
The Yankees are back on top. World champions for the 27th time.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chase for 28 podcast. This is episode number 67. My name is Chris, and I am here with the podcast Padre, my dad. We're going to talk 2024 Yankee preview. What's going on, Pop?
Oh, nothing. Getting ready for another baseball season. It's about time. Let's go. Let's play.
I am very excited to talk about baseball, and hopefully the weather turns. It's been a little chilly here in New Jersey.
We had all warm weather last week. That's enough. You don't remember in the 90s, what, the opening day when Andy Pettit pitched in the snow?
That was in 1996. Those were the days. All right. If you are a new listener, welcome aboard. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. We are certainly looking forward to talking about the New York Yankees and our love of the Yankees all season long, en route to hopefully winding up, I don't know, where do they do the parade? I know they do it, you know, downtown, but what would you call that area of the city?
That's the Canyon of Heroes. It's up Broadway.
All right. That's where we hope to be 7 months from now. Live.
Live.
On a float. We're really going to work the angles this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got like a little wagon?
That would be fun. Well, if you want to help us get to the parade and have a float, consider using our promo code at SeatGeek. Use promo code Chase for 28, and you can get $20 off your first order. And I want to thank SeatGeek for supporting Chase for 28. So get some tickets, go to some games this year, and save a little money in the process. And we would appreciate that. All right, a couple housekeeping things. We're doing something a little different. Normally, in the first 66 episodes, when we remembered to do it, we would do trivia at the beginning of the episode, and then by the end of the episode, we would give you the answer. Well, we're changing it up. We're going to give you a question at the end of the episode, and then we want you to come up with answers. Interact with us. Share your answers on Twitter. Email us. Send us a voicemail. And in the next episode, at the start, we will give the answer to the trivia. So, Dad, you said you had a question that we will share at the end of the episode?
Yes, I've got one.
All right. So stay tuned for that, and let's get into it. So we got some new players on this team this year as we get ready for 2024. We're just a couple of weeks away from opening day. Who are you most excited about who is now a part of the New York Yankees?
Am I allowed to say Juan Soto?
I would say so. I think there's a lot of people excited about Soto and his shuffle.
I mean, let's face it. We've heard so much about him, you know, from the Nationals and the Padres that they call him next Ted Williams. He's the best hitter in baseball. Well, when you don't play in New York, we don't see you, so we don't know. But I want to see him hitting Yankee Stadium. I want to see him hitting in front of Judge. I want to see him get excited about playing here.
Now, if you're not familiar, I know you and I are, but he is 25 years old. There are people who will be making their major league debuts this year who are older than him.
What is it? He started when he was what? Not 19, I think.
He made his debut at age 19 in 2018 with the Nationals. Played 116 games, 22 homers, 70 RBIs, 494 plate appearances. He's a three-time All-Star.
He's got a chance to be one of the, you know, in all the records and data and home runs, RBIs and everything, he's got a chance to be up there among the all-time leaders in a lot of categories, and no better place to do it than in Yankee Stadium.
Pinstripes do look nice. The navy ones. Yeah, I mean, yeah. The Padres added pinstripes, but that's not the same thing.
Nah, whether they got that. Who puts brown on a uniform?
Yeah. The most beautiful city in the nation, San Diego.
Just ask anybody who lives there. Uh-oh, here comes the hate mail.
Yeah, right? So he's 25 years old, three-time All-Star, and I like what you're saying there, that you know he's got the potential to set some records, climb the list, and again, to be as good as he is and to be in the position he's at, obviously contract-wise, he's got 1 year here with the Yankees guaranteed, and then you know we'll see what happens.
See, I always think something like that boils down to, you know, you hear the salaries being thrown out now, and you say to yourself, okay, at the end of the year, he's a free agent. And what is it? He got the highest salary from arbitration. What was he? I don't remember the number. Something like $33 million a year. And you start to ask yourself, like, what's enough? I mean, 1 year, $33 million. Doesn't that take care of you and your family for a couple of generations? Or am I going nuts?
Yeah.
I mean, how much, I mean, 500 years from now, they're still going to be about, oh yeah, great grandpappy Soto. We're still using his money. You don't know him as a person. He's going to sign a tremendous contract. Playing in New York, he's open to how much with sponsors and all kinds of dealerships and millions that he's going to make from that. You know, how much does he want? Does he just want the money? Does he want to be on a team that's always going to be in contention every year? I mean, we don't know him as a person. We have no idea. Hopefully this year, you know, they'll interview him a few times and we'll start to get an idea of what he's like and what kind of person he is. And you just hope that the Yankees have a really good season. I mean, we want them to be in the World Series. We want them to win, but be competitive, be in the playoffs, show him how exciting it is. And when you're good and you're playing in Yankee Stadium, I mean, the city will carry you on their shoulders. You know, you're a hero. You're godlike. Hopefully he sees that. Now, granted, there's other things floating around. You know, he can go over to Queens. It's still New York and play for Uncle Stevie. You don't want to go there.
Ah.
I don't want to go there. But, you know, hopefully he sees playing in Yankee Stadium. They're going to offer him. I mean, you know the contract offer is going to be there. It's just like, okay, what does he want?
Yeah. While you were talking, I looked up. So his salary this year is $31.5 million, and that is the arbitration record. Yeah. So he's going to be looking for more than $31.5 million.
Oh, he's going to get it.
And he's going to be looking for probably a 10 to 12-year deal.
Oh, I think he's going to get a 15-year deal. He's going to get something that carries him till he's 40. So 15 years. I don't know, $40 million a year?
Maybe the Yankees could employ that Dodger strategy of, all right, we'll give you a little bit of money every year, and then we'll give you a whole lot of money later.
Well, $40 million, well, that's a 600. Even so, that's still not as much as Ohtani. $40 million for 15 years is only $600 million.
Wow.
Again, does he want to be able to say, I get more than Ohtani?
Or, well, then he better learn how to pitch.
Then he better learn how to pitch. Maybe he can pitch. I want to see how good he is on the field. They keep saying like, oh, he's such a good hitter, but he's not that good. You know, he's not the greatest defensive player out there. Again, I've never seen him play on a consistent basis. I want to watch games. I want to see what he's like out on the field.
That would be good. That would
be nice. But then again, I mean, in the back of my mind, I mean, we're talking about this season, but I do stop and think like, okay, let's say he does 1 year and goodbye. You think now, with all the other things you hear about, like what's coming up, the Martian comes back this year. Is he for real? You still got Aaron Judge. And there's that other guy who can play power forward with Judge. What's his name? Spencer Jones?
Spencer Jones, who they say is the left-handed Judge.
Maybe there's your outfield for next year. Soto goes and maybe Jones proves to be the real thing.
It's going to be an exciting year because I feel like while we've got this infusion of, you know, a Soto and, you know, we've got, you know, Verdugo coming over, you have Trent Grisham, you know, in terms of having some outfield depth, left-handed hitting, which again, for probably the last 10 to 12 years,
yep,
the Yankees have been a very right-handed hitting team, yep, right?
Lacking.
So we've got left-handed hitting, we've got outfield depth, and we've also got, again, people speculate on prospects all the time, but like you're saying, you got Spencer Jones, you've got these other outfield prospects, you've got these chips, and you know, somebody like Spencer Jones, if he's tearing it up in double and triple A, you might see him this year, right? Injuries happen. I mean, you know, you don't want injuries to happen, but there might be an opportunity to get some at-bats or do something at some point for a couple weeks, and you kind of get a taste of that.
If he's tearing it up in triple A, you don't want to say, okay, you know, wait till next spring and, you know, we'll see you then. You want to take advantage of it. See what you got, and maybe, you know, somebody wants to leave. Well, I got your replacement for quite a few bucks less.
For sure.
Time will tell, but let's worry about this year first.
Yes. So obviously we're excited about Juan Soto being here. We touched on a couple of players. I think aside from Juan Soto, I am excited to see what Verdugo does, because I think he's going to get a lot more playing time than you might think. And again, left-handed bat, can play the outfield. You know, I don't think they want Judge out in center field every day. Right. So, you know, you're going to have to use that DH spot. You know, they're going to want to give Stanton time in the outfield. Again, he has, I heard the other day that his weight is the same, but if you've seen any video from him this spring, he has changed physically. Same weight, but he's just kind of, as they said, somebody said he's redistributed where the weight is and how it's on his body. So he's not big and bulky. He looks like he has slimmed down.
Yeah, maybe not having all the muscles, maybe he could actually turn around now and do stuff. I was watching his, I didn't see it the other night, but I watched the video of his three home run night the other night.
You mean his 900 feet worth of home runs?
I don't think some of them, that first one, I don't know where that one went. That like dead center field, I think it hit the moon. So the power's still there. And I caught a little bit on the radio today, and they said he was hitting 324 in the spring.
That's worth the paper it's printed on.
I know it's worth the paper, but after he hit 191 last year, I mean, I take 230 from him.
I know. I go back to a couple of years ago. I mean, Higashioka is not on this team anymore. He went to San Diego in the Soto deal. But I remember a couple of years ago, he had like this phenomenal spring training. Okay. And then I don't think he hit a home run until July. And he really struggled once they came back north. So yeah,
no, spring training means nothing. It's what you do starting this week. Then it counts.
Yes. March 20. When they open Saturday, Friday? No.
Isn't it Thursday?
They open April 1st in Arizona.
No.
April 1st in Arizona.
Who are you talking about?
The Yankees? Yeah.
No, they open up in Houston.
They do?
Yeah.
You sure?
I am positive. They open up in
Well, this is embarrassing.
No. Or you could edit it out.
Nah, I'm just going to roll with it. Right. You are correct. A four-game series in Houston. Who would have thought that the first four games of the season would be must-win games?
Nah, it's like I say, you know, when you start arguing during the season with the Met fans, with the Subway Series and this and that, and oh, we beat you. I always just look at anybody and say, if my team wins the last game played in the baseball season, I am one happy little camper. I don't care who beats me during the year. If I win the very last game played, I'm the champ. So
that's true. They've also got this weird, not weird, but they have a split squad coming up this weekend. So they're also Sunday and Monday this weekend. You've got half the team is playing Pittsburgh at whatever the Pittsburgh spring facility is.
Yeah.
And then the other half of the team, they'll be in Mexico City playing the Diablos Rojos in this intercontinental Mexico series. So I imagine the A squad will be in Mexico City.
Yes. Yeah. If you're trying to sell it there, because I mean they've been talking for years about the possibility of putting a major league team in Mexico.
Yeah.
So you're not going to send some no name whatever. I'm not even going to make up a name. You're not going to send that team to Mexico. You're going to send them like, oh, we want to see Soto. We want to see Judge. We want to see the big guys.
Yes. So they do a season opens 28th through the 31st at Houston, and then they are at the Diamondbacks, and they have the home opener Friday, April 5th, and that's a three-game series against the Blue Jays. which, I mean, they should be an improved team this season.
The whole American League East, full of good teams. The only team I've heard of that, like, they're talking, you know, they're down-talking is Boston.
Yeah.
They say everybody else is really good.
And people seem to be really high on the Orioles still. Like, people are saying that last year is not going to be a fluke, but that they are an improved team and they're legitimately the team to beat, and it should come down in the AL East to the Yankees or the Orioles.
Well, again, that's what it says on paper.
And they don't play games on paper. They play them inside your TV set.
Yeah. Yep, they do.
All right. Other things here. I mentioned to you before we recorded, we got a lot of people on the IL. Thoughts on Gerrit Cole?
Well, I wonder. I mean, they said it was just like a nerve inflammation. And part of me wonders, you know, like if you've been a major leaguer for what 10 or 11 years?
Uh-huh.
You come, you know, you have your winter routine that you do. Maybe you tweak it here and there as you grow older. You learn things that you should be doing and whatnot. And then you come to spring training and you've been through it before. So you know how you start off with your throwing and your stretching and what you do. Like, is this just obviously he knows what he's doing. He's 33 years old. He knows what to do to get ready. Is this just a fluke? Like, how come he would get this nerve inflammation now? Did he do anything differently this year? Did he do what he's done every year? And this is just a fluke. So thankfully it's not Tommy John surgery, because that's what I was thinking we were going to hear. It's just the inflammation. So what they say, they shut him down now for what, 3-4 weeks, don't throw, and then basically make like you're starting spring training from scratch. Just start all over again. So if that's the case, you figure he's already been not throwing for 2 weeks. So another 2 weeks, you're into the middle of April, you start, you throw, blah, blah, blah. So maybe we see him somewhere in the middle of June.
And hopefully he's effective and there is no lingering damage, and you can get, again, he's got to be one of the best signings that they've had in terms of bringing in a free agent pitcher.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since they had a good one. I mean, you look at the team now. Where's the free agent signing? I mean, Rizzo? No, that was a trade.
They traded for him. They had to re-sign him.
Yeah, they traded his contract, and then they re-signed him last year, that Judge one.
Yes.
And, he took himself out of today's lineup. He's got a little issue going on. I don't remember if it was with his back or something.
As long as he's right in the head, everything else will heal, and that's not going to hopefully take too much time.
Yeah, no, he said, you know, I'm ready for opening day. This is nothing big. LeMay was supposed to be all right, right? With his foot, he fouled the ball off his foot, his bone bruise.
I don't know. They were saying maybe a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks. Why don't they all just put like steel shoes on?
I don't know. I mean, they all wear the different armors and things. Yeah. Peraza's also on the IL.
Oh, he was a while. He's a couple of weeks now with his shoulder.
Yeah. You mentioned Dominguez before. A pitcher who gets Tommy John, it's going to be a lost year. He being a field player, you know, they're anticipating him coming back in July or August.
Well, didn't he have his Tommy John surgery right around the time Ohtani had his?
Yes.
So Ohtani's in there. He's playing. He's DHing. So you would think Dominguez, he's got to be swinging. I haven't read anything. I haven't seen anything. But you would think he's like hitting off a pitching machine, doing the same thing. So I could see him sooner rather than later being the DH in the minor leagues. Be a while before they put him out in center field to actually throw, but he should be able to DH.
I would certainly like to see his bat in the lineup. It's a good problem to have when you have a lot of people who can hit and once all these guys are available. So yeah. I think it'll work out.
Yep. Things are looking good. Volpe's got his new swing, level swing. Who would have thunk it? A level swing.
Just make contact. Hit the ball up the middle. What are your thoughts on, I'm hearing some talk, maybe he can be a leadoff hitter. And would you want Volpe in the actual leadoff spot?
I think if he hits the way he did in the minor leagues and he just puts the ball in play up the middle, go with it, I think he's very capable of being the leadoff hitter. He can steal. I mean, that's the guy you want. In my mind, if he can start to put the ball in play, you can't bat 209 and be the leadoff hitter. If he can start I'd like to see him this year make the improvement and at least bat over 250. If he does better than that, great. But at least make the improvement and get over 250 for this year. Show you're improving. And if he's doing that, I could see him being the leadoff hitter at times.
You mentioned the stolen bases with Volpe. So I pulled up the stats from last year, team stats. Out of the 30 Major League Baseball teams, would you like to know where the Yankees ranked in stolen bases?
Out of 30 teams?
Yeah.
I'm going to venture a guess and say no better than the middle.
I'd say they're at the bottom of the middle. They ranked 21st out of 30 with 100 stolen bases on the year.
You want some math?
Go ahead.
The middle of the bottom would be 75%.
The middle of the bottom. Shut up. The Cincinnati Reds led Major League Baseball last year with 190 stolen bases. So I'd like to see the Yankees take a little more advantage of the rules. And that's what I mean. We anticipated them doing more running, but 100 is not enough. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I think Volpe did the bulk of his base stealing earlier
in April.
In the season.
In April, yeah, he was running in April.
I don't know who else is a speedster. There's nobody really on the team that, yeah, there's a fast guy. Watch him go.
Gleyber?
He really isn't.
Gleyber Torres?
Gleyber Torres is not a – he'll steal some bases.
Judge can steal some bases. I mean, get a good jump. The rules are – geared. I mean, it's make the pitcher throw over. Draw the balk.
Well, what was it? They can only throw over twice. So once you make the guy throw over the second time, take a little bit bigger lead.
Yeah.
And the bases are bigger, right? So it's not as far. You got like two that's inches right. less you got to run.
Take advantage of this stuff, boys. Let's go.
We'll see. We like hit the ball, run, score runs.
Yeah.
Stop waiting for the three-run homer. I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of three-run homers, but.
I just, you know, as exciting and as fun as that is and. I want to see this team hit the ball all over the field. You know, I don't want to have this team have, you know, a really successful regular season that's built on, you know, they hit home runs because we've seen that in the last 20 years where, yeah, Yankees can hit home runs, but then when you're going up against the postseason pitching, what happens to the offense? Now, granted, the offense last year might have been the worst Yankee offense I can actually recall in my time, right?
Yep.
It's got to be better. You know, if Rizzo is improved, that's going to bring more offense. You know, he was having a nice season, then he got hurt.
He was batting over 300 before he got his concussion. If he returns to that, I see nothing but good things for him. You know, if he returns, you're going back to like somebody who's going to hit 25 to 30 home runs.
Yeah.
And he was batting over 300. So, all right. So you're not going to sustain batting over 300. But the way the averages were last year. If he bats 275, at this point we take it because now we keep seeing like, oh, what's your batting average? Oh, 215, 198. Oh, that's ridiculous. They used to, when I was growing up in the city, they had the Daily News, and every Sunday they had all the major league batting leaders as of Friday's game in Sunday's paper. And they listed everybody on from every team, from the top average all the way down to the bottom. Even back then, the guy that was on the bottom was still hitting like 230. He'd be a major star today.
MVP candidate.
Yep.
We need more. The offense has to be better. Again, we're going to see an improved lineup with more left-handed hitters in it. And I think this lineup is set. It kind of reminds me of, those late 90s, early 2000s teams where you had this lefty-righty and, you know, it was going to be a mess for the other team's bullpen because you didn't have this run of right-handed batters, or you're going to have this run of left-handed hitting. It should be able to be a nice balanced lineup.
How much do you think our little left-handed catcher Wells is going to play this year? How many games you want to see him play?
All right, so you got 162 games. I could see him playing in 50 to 60 games, right?
I'd agree.
And I mean, if anything happens with Trevino, I think he's more than capable.
Yeah, pitchers seem to like him. Say his framing of the pitches is better than they thought. His throwing to second base on a steal.
And any offense you get, that's a bonus.
And I think he's an offensive player.
And I believe he's left-handed as well, no?
He is left-handed. When you think about it, I think the right-handed batters are LeMahieu, Gleyber, and Stanton.
Judge.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Yeah, that's right. He bats right, yeah.
And even thinking about the offense last year, okay, he hurts the toe. And, I mean, you look at his numbers, if you put him back in and he's healthy all last year, he was probably hitting over 50 home runs last year.
Oh, he was, would he? He hit 37. He came in second in the American League. And, he was on pace. He would have had, I think they said it would have been like 57, 58 home runs that he was on pace for. So hopefully he's still got it in him. And if anybody, he's there, he's protecting Soto. Behind him, you got combinations of Stanton, Torres, Rizzo. If they're hitting, now granted, you may want to still rather pitch to them than pitch to Judge, but at least if they're hitting, then the Yankees will make you pay for it. Judge will gladly take the walk. You want to put me on base? Fine. Because I just protected Soto. You pitched to him because you didn't want to pitch to me.
Are you a fan of this idea of leadoff hitter, insert person there, Soto batting second, Judge batting third, Rizzo, Torres, Stanton being your 4, 5, 6, somewhere in there?
The only one I really don't want to see bat cleanup is Torres. I think that gets into his head sometimes that, oh, I'm batting cleanup. So, you know, that's the big power position. So maybe he starts swinging and going for the fences a little too much. So I really don't like seeing him bat fourth.
I'd like to slot him in as the 5. Maybe the 6, and that's like a middle of the lineup new leadoff hitter.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind. I mean, after Judge, depending on who's doing what, maybe you put Stanton, you put Rizzo, or you put Rizzo, then you put Stanton, Torres. I mean, basically the 3 of them in the next 3 spots. But again, I just don't like Torres in the 4th spot. But I could see that those 3 in the next 3 spots for when Stanton plays, because there's a lot of talk now. Well, it's not like it's been in the past few years where Stanton has to be the DH guy. Stanton, you know, he just may not be in the lineup at all today. He's not playing the field, and he's not DHing. Judge is DHing, or somebody else is DHing. Stanton doesn't carry that. You know, he's got to be the DH now. That's his spot. So I'm glad they're finally realizing that. Now, if he's hitting, put him in.
Yeah, I mean,
if he's batting 190 again, sit him down.
And really what you just described is Stanton doesn't have to be another – the guy where, hey, because he's making all this money, he's got to be in the lineup. And you can really say that about any of them, yeah. Right? I think they have enough depth at this point, again, barring injury, where you can do exactly what you just said. You can give a guy a full day off and not force a bat into the lineup. So I think there's a lot of potential here for balance. And again, this should lead to an improved offense, but I mean, anything is going to hopefully be better than last year's Yankee offense.
Last year was just downright pathetic. Well, hopefully the pitchers pitch. Everybody's, except for Cole. I mean, Rodon, supposedly, doing good. Cortez, doing good. So, do you want him to sign another pitcher?
I do. I mean, I would have certainly liked them to have signed Blake Snell, but he went to the Giants, and not for nothing. He was looking for a big-time pitching contract. The Yankees offered him a big-time pitching contract. The contract he accepted from the Giants was not a big-time pitching contract.
Oh, well, notice
the Yankees offered him more money.
With all of them, as you got closer and closer to opening day, the 7-8-year contract requests started going down, down, down. And what he ended up signing?
He signed a 2-year deal.
A 2-year deal, but he can opt out after the first. That's the new thing. I'll sign a 2 or 3 year deal, but it's my choice. I can opt out after each year.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I saw that Michael Lorenzen, he signed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They were thinking about him, and then he signed with Texas, I think. Was it Texas?
So he left Philly. He signed with Texas. I would like them to go out and sign Jordan Montgomery. We talked a couple of years ago that, I mean, I don't know why they traded him. We were not all that impressed. We did not fall in love with Harrison Bader, aside from his, you know, postseason exploits that season, but that did not lead to a parade down the Canyon of Heroes.
Well, again, that's where everybody thought, like, oh, we got somebody who's really good. Look what he just did in this series. So, oh, we got something good going forward. Yeah, going forward. He took the train to Queens. So,
yeah,
that's where he went.
So, I am on Team Montgomery. They should sign Jordan Montgomery. I'm not saying at this point you got to give him what he wants, but I think he has proven to be a better starter now than when he was here.
He's got the mindset now.
He's tasted victory. He's won a World Series.
See, but that's what I'd like to know. He grew up on the Yankees. We saw what kind of pitcher he was. We saw his record. We saw what he did. Now, all of a sudden, he went to St. Louis. Then last year, St. Louis and Texas. And we saw what he became. What caused that change to happen?
I know what it was.
What did those teams... Don't tell me Yankee pressure.
Not Yankee pressure, But, and I read some things even after he left and comments he made at the time. CC Sabathia had his podcast with Ryan Rucco at that time. They don't do the show anymore. But, you know, CC had commented that, you know, Montgomery was now working with different pitching coaches, the different pitching approach to pitching organization wide between St. Louis and then with Texas. And he was throwing, how often he was throwing certain pitches changed once he left the Yankees. Whereas the Yankees were calling him and having him throw so many fastballs, you know, whatever he's throwing. And then that changed when he left. So his approach to pitching was modified.
Why don't our guys know this? Why did they got to? Then maybe, you know, I expect more from our coaches. I don't like to hear like, oh, I went someplace else and they didn't teach me a new pitch. They didn't really teach me anything new. They just made me throw pitches in different percentages every game. And that totally transformed me.
Why don't all guys do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just gets me. It's the analytics.
But that's what gets me. I'd be calling our pitching coach in saying, here's how they tweaked him. Did you think of doing this?
Or why did you keep? Why if did you keep sign him? Keep doing that. Don't make him obviously.
Yeah, no. Obviously, now it's like if you sign him, you're going to do what you've now discovered how you should be pitching. But I turn to like your pitching coach. If you see somebody who's really not being successful, you tweak them. You say, well, let's see. Let's try throwing more of this pitch. I mean, you don't say like, okay, just go out there and keep doing the same thing. I go back to, Sonny Gray. He was good. We got him from Oakland. He was really good. Then he came here and they wanted him. I'm making this up now, but I just remember they like tweaked him, like throw your slider more. He didn't want to. They made him do it. And he stunk in New York.
Yeah.
He left New York and he went back to pitching the way he had been pitching. And he went back to being a decent pitcher.
Yeah.
I don't understand this. Fire everybody.
Yeah. Montgomery is only 31 years old.
Yeah.
Him and I don't think he's looking for a 9-year deal.
I think he wanted a 7-year deal. Originally, he wanted 7.
Give him one of these, sign for 3, opt out after 1. But, I mean, let him come in and pitch. Let's go.
Yeah.
What else we got going on here with this team?
Okay. They don't sign him. Who's your number 5 starter?
Will Warren.
He pitched good today.
He did.
It's good today.
I would not be fooled into thinking we don't need to sign somebody. You can never have too much pitching. I think I've heard that a few thousand times.
Although I have read, they're really surprised. I mean, everybody was worried now, like, oh, we gave up all those pitchers to get Soto and, you know, we dealt the farm away. And now all of a sudden they're realizing like, hey, they spent the past 2 or 3 years getting a lot of young kids out of college and whatnot that are pitchers. And they're realizing like, gee, they're really coming along. We've got a new crop of good pitchers. So yeah. if they don't sign Montgomery and we're waiting for Cole to come back, you don't need a fifth starter right away. So you send Warren to the minor leagues until you need that fifth starter you bring up. And if he's pitching good, hey, we got something. We discovered something and we saved $30 million.
Yeah. Now, and you mentioned You mentioned the Soto trade, and obviously you got to give up something to get something. You're not just going to get Juan Soto for a bag of balls.
Yeah, no, they had to do it. They had to do that, yeah.
I mean, if I could have them back, I would love to have Michael King in this rotation. I think he's going to do really well in San Diego, so I will be watching him from afar. And in terms of prospects, I mean, Drew Thorpe, I think that would be the top. I mean, they sent Brito, Randy Vasquez, but I would love to have Michael King and Drew Thorpe in this organization right now.
And didn't the Padres just trade Brito? They gave him to somebody else. They just made a trade a couple of days ago.
Did this happen after he was in
Seoul? A couple of days ago. Or maybe it was Vasquez. But I thought I saw that one of the pitchers they got from the Yankees, they then traded him to another team with somebody they just got.
You keep talking. I'll keep clicking. Not everybody is with the Padres that went there.
Hey, you know who's not there anymore?
Who's not there?
Ohtani's friend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's gone. I can't wait to see how that comes out.
That's not looking good. We might have to do a whole special episode about that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's...
I apologize. You're right. No, you're right. Drew Thorpe is now with the White Sox organization.
Right. They just did that the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like just quickly on Ohtani. I mean, you keep hearing, I mean, rumors, but
I'll be honest, it's not looking good.
I can't wait to see. I mean, if you're the Dodgers, do you turn around and go like, oh, we only paid him $2 million for this year. We just saved $698 million.
I mean, how closely have you followed or seen these reports and how they've changed?
Just general, like listening, like hearing on the Fan and whatnot, what they're saying on the news at night, you know, they'll give a report. I mean, they changed it. It's bad when you give one story that the guy, you know, like he gave the guy the money to pay off his debt. And then the next day, oh no, I didn't give him the money. He stole it from me. You know, when you change a story like that.
And to say he stole it, but then the records show that you authorized all these things.
Yes, you authorized the payment, and you're saying it was him making the bets. Was he making the bets for you?
It's going to be an interesting couple of days, and I assure you that Rob Manfred and Baseball Brass are not looking forward to this at all.
No. Of course, I believe there's someone else floating around who was banned for life for betting. So, Ohtani.
Well, that's a whole different story.
Yes. Oh, and are we not also glad now we didn't spend another $300 million on, I'm going to say his name wrong, Morimoto? I mean, he may end up being good, that he's just, I don't know what's happening. He had a bad spring. He looked terrible in Korea the other day in the first inning. I mean, he may still come around, but as of right now, I mean, we're going like, whew, thank you. He's not here.
Yeah.
could you imagine spending $300 million on him and have him start off in New York like that? A bad spring, and then go down and pitch in Houston this week and get bombed.
And get shelled.
Oh, my God.
He would be the second coming of Hideki Arabu.
Oh.
I mean, hopefully he's not, but, you know, that's not our problem.
Not our problem. That's $1 billion on those two.
And the Dodgers might not win a damn thing this year.
Oh, well, isn't that kind of like San Diego last year? They went and they got everybody, and
yeah,
they didn't make the playoffs.
All right. Yeah, whatever. All right. This episode's running a little long, so why don't we give... This is our preview episode. Let's do some preview stuff. What do you say? Let's pick some things.
God, pick bowl.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Who is going to win the AL East?
I'm going to say Baltimore.
Okay. Who's going to win the... I'm going to say the Yankees. I can't pick the same as you. Who's going to win the... We're going to go through the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
American League Central.
Central. Who got that? Cleveland, Chicago, Minnesota. It's almost like, who cares? One of those three teams.
Come on, you got to pick one.
I'm going to go with Cleveland.
All right, then I have to take the Twins. What, I should really pick first. I would have picked Cleveland, okay. But I'll take the Twins. In the AL West.
All right. I'll let you pick Houston.
No, I was going to pick the Rangers.
Okay. All right. Then I'll take Houston.
Okay. All right. National League. NL East.
NL East. I'm going to go with the Braves.
Good, because I want to take the Phillies.
Okay. It's got to be one of them. Don't you dare pick that up.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to ever pick the Marlins.
That's right.
NL Central.
NL Central. Cincinnati.
Oh, God. Is that real?
That was your grandfather, the original Pop-Pop's favorite team. You used to ask him, who's your favorite team? And you go, the Cincinnati Reds.
Really?
Yep, Cincinnati. It's the only team he knew.
I'm going to say the Cardinals. I think they will have a bounce back. All right, NL West.
NL West. A fooey on the Dodgers. I'm picking the Giants.
I'm going to go with the Diamondbacks. Just feel like a young team can get better, and why not challenge for a division?
There you go.
All right. Who's going to represent the National League in the World Series? I don't care about the individual rounds of the playoffs.
No. National League in the World Series. I'm going to. No.
Oh, my God.
You got to go out on a limb, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Cincinnati. They're my team.
This might be sacrilege for a Yankee podcast, but I think the Orioles are going to go to the World Series. Thanks for listening, and sorry you're unsubscribing.
I thought I was getting hate mail. Okay.
Yeah. Are the Yankees a playoff team?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Would I be surprised if they went all the way? No.
Are you satisfied with them going, if they're out in the first, they're a wild card team. If they're out in the first round.
That's a failure. Yes.
That's a failure. Okay.
Yes.
They win the first round. If they're out in the second round, are you disappointed?
Yes.
Yes.
Basically, I'm okay. As a Yankee fan, I'm going to be disappointed if they don't go to and win the World Series. I would like to see this team get to a World Series.
Yes.
Okay. They haven't been to a World Series since 2009. The last time they came close was when they got screwed in Houston in 2017. Yes. And we were promised that, okay, we were not supposed to get this far. The future looks bright. Well, here we are 7 years later. Haven't really gotten even back to that point with ease, right? This is a very different team. So World Series or bust is my expectation, even though I just picked the Orioles to go to the World Series.
I was going
to
say, you still pick the Orioles.
All right. In this Oriole-Cincinnati, really Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Okay. In this Oriole-Cincinnati World Series, who do you think would win?
Then I'll pick you.
Well, I'm not going to – I would also say the Orioles would beat the Reds. You really – there's got to be more off the air to this. Anyway. Okay. All right. As we said at the beginning of this episode, one, we're back for a new season of Yankee baseball. And if you're listening to this and you have wondered, wait a second, where's AJ? AJ will be back at some point, but AJ has got AJ stuff going on. So he will be back. So you've got me. You've got the podcast, Padre. And at some point, you know, the three of us will be on. But, you know, we are committed here this season to bring you content every week. So thank you for sticking with us. And we're going to do our Yankee trivia question. So, Podcast Padre, what is the question that the listener can play with between now and next week?
Okay. After all this time, I'm starting to run out of trivia, but I found one. In 1956, Mickey Mantle won the Triple Crown in the American League, all right? Home runs, batting average, RBI. What was actually so special about what he did that season?
Okay, so in 1956, Mickey Mantle won the AL Triple Crown. What was so special about it? You can tweet at us. We are at Chase for 28 Pod. You could send us a voicemail with your guess, chaseforTwentyEight.com/voicemail. You can also send us an email with your response to the trivia, and the email address is feedback@chaseforTwentyEight.com. I'll put forth my guess at the beginning of our next episode, and we'll see what you all say. If you've got thoughts and things you want to share about the upcoming season, we certainly want to hear them. We look forward to sharing them here on the show, and we're going to have a good season of Yankee baseball, and I do want them to go to the World Series. I would like them to win the World Series, but I'll be honest, I think I have spent too much time with AJ talking Yankee baseball, so I feel like I'm a little more pessimistic. So, yeah.
Well, you realize since you started this podcast, things have not looked...
Yeah, I really thought that this would not get into year four. I'll be honest with you.
Episode 178. No.
All right. It was good to talk baseball with you, Pop. But that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. We do want to hear from you. Again, we're on Twitter. You can send the voicemail. Links will be a swipe or a tap away where you're listening right now. And if you want to support the show, you can become a legend. Go to chaseforTwentyEight.com/legend. And you could also pick up some merch. I will get back into the design shop. We've got our logo merch for the podcast. We've got the Penne alla Volpe shirts and a few more treats coming your way. Go to chaseforTwentyEight.com/merch and get your hands on some swag and wear it to the stadium. And again, before we go, we want to remind you to check out SeatGeek, the easiest way to buy tickets for sports, concerts, and more. Visit chaseforTwentyEight.com/SeatGeek and use promo code Chase428 at checkout to get $20 off your first purchase. Pops, I'm going to give you the last word.
I forgot to ask you.
Uh-oh.
What do you think Sterling's call is going to be for Soto's home runs?
Ooh. How about we think about that and we can do our impressions next week? And if you listening, you've got an impression of John Sterling doing a call, send us that voicemail. We'll do a whole Sterling segment next episode.
Okay.
All right. So opening day, we will come at you next week, and they'll be in game two of the season. They'll be in Houston. And maybe we'll be recording this episode while that game is happening. I haven't looked at the time, but hopefully we're talking some Yankee baseball being 1-0 and their number to clinch is, you know, 160.
There you go.
The magic number. All right.
All right.
We'll see you on the next episode. See ya.
All right. Go Cincinnati.